Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, the media is selling coronavirus as the next worst thing since the Black Death, which had a mortality rate of 40 to 60%. And this allows them and the Democrat politicians to make two arguments. One, that Trump is incompetent. And two, that socialized medicine is the answer. If we only had socialized medicine, this would never have happened. When in actuality, if they had socialized medicine, that would mean they were in charge of everything else, and they wouldn't know that it was happening until they had it, because they would have the borders open. But, you know, I digress. So here we have a mind-boggling supercut of the left stating that coronavirus proves the need for socialized medicine. First up, you've got, you got AOC. She's always talking it. But listen, I'm not even going to waste your time with that. Let's skip that. Because that's ignorance speaking. Let me instead bring you some facts. I could bring you a bunch of their nonsense, but let me bring you some facts. First, throughout the Cold War, Europe didn't have socialized medicine. It had American-funded medicine because America subsidized Europe's defense budget. We subsidized them to the point to where their welfare state became a runaway. They would tell us, even in the 80s when I was there, they told us in West Germany that there was no need for somebody to be homeless, and yet we still saw homeless people, that kind of thing. Second, people in socialized medicine countries don't have babies. So Europe has a negative growth rate. A pay-it-forward medical system doesn't work when the bulk of the users are using, not funding the system while the number of young people funding it shrinks. Hence, the throwing open of the borders and bringing in all of these Islamics to come in. They needed the funding. That's not quite working out the way they intended. They tried to fix this by also importing cheap labor from Turkey, Africa, and the Middle East. Third, socialized medicine doesn't offer care. It offers access. And access without a good outcome is not medical care. Scott Atlas's The Worst Study Ever, which is available intermittently at some place called Commentary, broke out the numbers. World Health Report 2000 was an intellectual fraud of historic consequence, a profoundly deceptive document that is only marginally a measure of health care performance at all. The report's true achievement was to rank countries according to their alignment with a specific political and economic ideal, socialized medicine, and then claim it was an objective measure of quality. The nature of the enterprise came into more fully into view with the WHO's introduction and explanation of the five weighted factors that made up the index, which made up 25% of overall care. Health distribution was made up another 25%. Responsiveness accounted for 12.5%. Responsiveness distribution, 12.5%. And financial fairness at 25%. The definitions of each factor reveal the ways in which the scientific objectivity was a secondary consideration at best. What is responsiveness, for example? The WHO defined it in part by calculating a nation's respect for persons. How could it possibly quantify such a subjective notion? And it did so through calculations of even more vague subconditions: respect for dignity, confidentiality, and autonomy. And then we get this from a guy named Reggie Ham about hospital care in China, and it nails how the government has no incentive to provide decent care. He wrote, "I was witnessing the kind of maximum, almost brutal efficiency of a society must develop when the state is the master and the individual is merely a subject." Why would a communist country not have an effective FDA? Because who are you going to complain to if you get tinted food? The government? They don't answer to you. The press? They're owned by the government. And again, they don't answer to you. So what if you don't like the conditions in the hospital? Where else are you going to go? The hospital is the last and only stop. You can't opt for another place and then just pay out of pocket. The government has capped financial upward mobility. There is now income equality, and that means nobody has the means to buy their way into a different or better situation. And even if you could, one doesn't exist. The state provides it all, and you are stuck. Single payer also means single buyer. That means the dynamics of the market get eliminated. One of the natural checks and balances of finding a hotshot surgeon willing to do the risky procedure or even just seek a second opinion get chopped away little by little. And because now we're answering to the government, it isn't answering to us. After all, where are we going to go? They got us. And our cancer treatment or skin graft surgery or kidney stone blast is up to their red tape. So you can get into the door for free, but you might die in there waiting on someone with no incentive who faces no recourse to change your plasma bag. Then fifth, you know, the only way to control prices under socialized medicine is to deny care to society's dead weight, which is the old and the sick. We heard about that from old Bloomberg, didn't we? Yeah. You see that Britain's Liverpool Care Pathway, which sent thousands of elderly patients to an early death. Six, the Democrats are ignoring a salient point about coronavirus. It started in a country with socialized medicine, China, and is having its worst effects in two other countries with socialized medicine, Iran and Italy. And that is a bright, flashing message in which, you know, the American leftists refuse to read. Socialized medicine is not better medicine. It's a chimera that the American leftists like because they're completely ignorant about its brutal realities. England has socialized medicine. I've heard accounts of people that have been driven to the hospital in an ambulance, and then they have to stay in the ambulance and wait for hours, maybe days, in an ambulance in a parking lot because they don't have room for them in a hospital. Then there's Charlie Gard, you know, the ward of the state that they allowed to die. Lots of different things that are bad about socialized medicine, but they're saying that if we had that, coronavirus would not be where it is. Coronavirus doesn't really have a foothold here now. If they're out there saying, well, there's been 1,000 cases of it now in the United States, okay. How many cases of the flu did we have in the same amount of time? I know it's faster than the flu. But I also know it's not as deadly as the flu unless you meet a certain demographic. And that means something. For most people, and, you know, if you look at it, I think people over 85 are at the most risk, and they make out like everybody that gets at this 85 is going to die. No, 20% of the people that are 85 might die. And even if they all died, that's 1.5% of our population. There's not a lot of 85-year-olds walking in America today. So, you know, all this stuff that they're spreading out there, all these numbers, they're conflating their numbers as well, just like they do with gun control all the time, conflating their numbers. And in the meantime, the biggest thing that you need to worry about is you need to get a flu shot. You need to get a flu shot. So, coronavirus. Pay attention to it. This is an object lesson for us. This is a good drill for the infrastructure and everything else, but this is a learning lesson for us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Rule number one in politics, don't insult your voters. But that doesn't stop Joe Biden. He got into a little brouhaha with a voter at the Fiat Chrysler plant in Detroit who challenged Biden based upon Biden's repeated promises to limit Americans' Second Amendment rights. Faced with that type of pushback from a voter, a normal politician would have spoken respectfully to the voter while substantively engaging with him. Biden, though, is not a normal candidate. Instead of it's in an instantly viral moment, he yelled at the voter, "You're full of the slang term for excrement," and was in his face and everything else. Sometimes I think these guys are really... they develop these muscles that you get when you have an armed detail watching your back. If you haven't seen it, let me read the transcript to you. The voter said, "These union workers, they've been working countless hours under the Trump administration. I'd like you to explain how your plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote. When there's a large portion of union workers that are gun enthusiasts, you're actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns." And that was when Biden said, "You're full of blank." And the campaign workers started, you know, "It's time to move on. All right, we can't have this optic. There's cameras going on. Thanks, guys." And Biden says to the campaign, "No, no, shush, shush." Then to this voter, he says, "I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech." Which is, that's always the thing they go back to. That's always their standby. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun. I have a 20-gauge, a 12-gauge. My sons hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds? That, you know, just rambling. The voter said, "When you were with Beto, you said you were going to take away our guns." Biden, "I did not say that. That's not voters." "You did." Biden, "True, I did not say that." Voter, "You did. There's a viral video." Biden, "It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that is simply a lie." Voter, "It was your voice. You said you're taking the guns." Third man, "No, I just clarified it." Biden, wait. "Take away your, take the AR-14s. The voter, "Okay, that's not okay. All right. You wouldn't want me to do the same thing to you." And then, you know, a lot of gibberish. And Biden, "You want to go outside with me?" And the voter saying, "You're working for me, man." And Biden said, "I'm not working." Campaign worker, "Thank you so much." And then Biden said, "Don't be the rear end of a horse." And the voter said, "You're pushing up on me." Biden said, "Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Are you able to own a machine gun?" Voter said, "Do I own a machine gun?" I said, "Are you able to own a machine gun?" Voter said, "Machine guns are illegal." "That's right. So are AR-15s. Illegal." Voter, "How's that a machine gun?" "Yeah, it's not," Biden said. Voter, "It's a semi-automatic." "Do you need 100 rounds? Do you need 100 rounds?" This is what happens when your primary candidate, when the guy that you're going to run to for the biggest office on the planet, of the most powerful country on the planet, is in the middle of dementia. I wouldn't be on, there's not enough money for me to be on Biden's staff, even if I agreed with everything he said. There's just not enough money for me to be on his staff. And here's some points to think about. Biden said that AR-15s are illegal. They're not. That was wishful thinking, and it was muddled thinking. Two, no candidate should ever get into an ugly verbal fight with a voter. And while the media may love it, voters do not appreciate having a public servant tell them they're full of this and they are the rear end of a horse. Number three, Biden was trying to repeat a speech he's often made to the Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund's Presidential Gun Sense Forum, and while in New Hampshire. At the Every Town Forum, he said, "You cannot stand up in this hall and yell fire. That's not a freedom of speech because they know the consequence of yelling fire. There'll be a stampede and someone will get hurt. You actually can stand up in the middle of a hall and yell fire if there's a fire, Joe. There's only one set of circumstances where you can't yell fire. And you are mentioning that, but you're making out like you can never yell fire. Like you can never say that, even if there's a fire. That is not the case. At both the Everytown Forum and in New Hampshire, he said, those who say the Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, a great line. Well, guess what? In which Thomas Jefferson said it, you know, the great line. The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you'll need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles, which... Are any of you people tanks? Because that's what a Hellfire is for. F-15s are, you know, they carry a little bit bigger munition than that. Maybe an A-10 would have Hellfires. Maybe, I don't know. There's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you. He can only get in that detail, which almost seems articulate, when he's not being pressed. When he's got a bunch of adoring sycophants looking up at him saying, say more, Joe, say more. ABC News has characterized Joe Biden as a longtime advocate for gun control. He introduced the so-called assault weapons ban in 1994. During the South Carolina debate, Biden assured voters he was the only one on stage capable of passing major gun legislation through Congress because he'd done it before. But he was a senator when he was part of that. He didn't do it by himself, and he had to have Clinton in office for it to pass. At a campaign rally in Dallas, Biden said a veto, hell yes, we're going to take away your AR-15. O'Rourke, I want to make something clear. I'm going to guarantee you this is not the last you've seen of him. You're going to take care of the gun problem with me. You're going to be the one who leads this effort. And then Biden was referring to his sons in present tense, which is very sad because his son Beau has been dead almost 5 years. So, this is not a man in complete and total control of all of his faculties getting out there making all these utterances, but that was a disaster. That was a disaster. This is one reason why I would never run for office. I'm not interested in getting into debates like this. I'm interested in having debates, but you know, this guy can't handle it. He asked the guy to go outside and we get in a fist fight with him. He's called another voter fat. You know? And these are the same guys that get out there and say, you can't be body shaming these people. Oh, I can, though. Yeah. Joe Biden for president. Democrat for president. Democrats, the rules don't apply to us. We just make them and you rubes live by them, okay? Vote Joe Biden for president. I'm going to take away your AR-14s and you can't have 100 rounds. You want to go outside with me? You rear end of a horse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will address the nation about the coronavirus outbreak.
We're going to have to do something with respect to getting rid of this virus as quickly as possible and as safely as possible. Our number one priority is the health of the people of our country.
The Oval Office address will take place at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The NCAA men and women's basketball tournaments will be held without fans. NCAA President Mark Emmert cited the ongoing coronavirus outbreak in a statement announcing the decision about March Madness. Emmert says only essential staff and limited family attendance will be allowed. A rough day for stocks and your 401k as the Dow lost 1,465 points to finish at 23,553. The S&P and NASDAQ also lost. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. You know, every time I look at something like this, I want the next time I see a police officer, it's on the job, I want to go up there and just thank him for showing up. Because being a police officer, there's just no way to win. Coming out of Raleigh, North Carolina, you had dozens of protesters burning flags, and they compared the police department there to the Ku Klux Klan after a police shooting in Raleigh late Tuesday evening. It unfolded when a caller to 911 reported seeing a man with a gun flashing it around, according to the authorities. When they arrived at a strip mall where the man with the gun had been reported, they saw 26-year-old Javier Torres, who then took off running. He had a weapon in his hands. A foot chase ensued, and the officers repeatedly shouted for Torres to drop his weapon. When he did not, shots were fired. They had to shoot him, because they can't let him run around with a weapon endangering the public. They had to do it. And if they hadn't done it, and if this guy had later on shown up and, killed somebody because of that, they would have gone after him for that. They would have called him incompetent. From the Raleigh News and Observer, Torres is at Wake Med Hospital. Wake Forest, that being. Police said they did not release information about his status. Raleigh police said a handgun was found at the scene of the shooting. In a pre-dawn news conference on Wednesday, Police Chief Cassandra Deck Brown blamed reckless and false information that had been spread on social media for inciting the protests. She said the body cameras worn by the police will show these rumors were incorrect, including a rampant Twitter rumor that the suspect was simply coming out of a pizza shop. She said, you will see the individual does have a pizza box, but he also has a gun. Now, isn't that what they turn us in for if they catch you concealed carrying? Isn't that what the public at large, when they're turning you in and they're anti-gun and everything, are they saying he has a gun? Isn't that cause for alarm at that point? As the police chief noted, rumors that a young boy carrying a pizza box had been shot by police quickly spread online, and soon hundreds of protesters had gathered in the downtown area. A leader of the march was Rolanda Byrd. After her son, Akil Dinkins, was shot and killed by a Raleigh police officer in 2016, she began organizing for police oversight and police accountability. She said around 2 a.m., thank you for the love that you have shown for the young man shot tonight. That's why we're standing here tonight, because they did that to my son 4 years ago. We are not going to stop. Zainab Balak, an activist who's run for Raleigh mayor, told the News and Observer that the group had protested outside the police chief's residence as well as Mayor Marianne Baldwin's home. Marianne Baldwin did not respond to a late-night text message. Balak said, we need accountability, but we need power, referencing a newly created police advisory board that critics argue lacks teeth. We need a community board with power. Everyone is tired. After protesting outside of the chief's home, the crowd made its way to the governor's mansion, where they pulled down and burned the U.S. and North Carolina flags. And then we get this from the paper. When many left around 2 a.m., some gathered for another hour in a tense standoff with police near Moore Square. Many stood in the middle of Blunt Street until officers warned they'd face arrest if they didn't move to the sidewalk. Some people played music, danced, and joked about keeping people awake in nearby apartments. A woman ran to the nearby McDonald's and bought fries and chicken nuggets for the crowd. At the same time, people screamed and yelled about their interactions with Raleigh police, their voices breaking with emotion. At a press conference on Wednesday morning, Police Chief Deck Brown asked the public not to rush to judgment. We ask that you allow this investigation to take its course. She said while she respected the right to protest, she added, we ask protesters please conduct themselves within the boundaries of the law. This is not what we do as a city, but it is also important that individuals who have a desire to voice their concerns, there's a method by which they can do that without damaging other people's property, without harming other people. We saw that last night and early this morning. It's okay to question authority. It's okay to question the accounts from the police. It is not okay to destroy property. It is not okay to burn flags based on nothing more than a rumor and innuendo. Within a few hours of this incident, hundreds in Raleigh had already made up their minds that the police had done something wrong, even though they had almost no real information to go on. Viral video and word of mouth was enough to bring the protest to the streets. Police are saying they're going to ask for a court order to release the officer's body cam video of the incident as soon as possible. And that would be a wise move. And there are legitimate questions that remain to be answered. But rather than wait for the facts to emerge, we saw in Raleigh that some are willing to exploit this incident to cause turmoil rather than cause any sort of tension. And that's the thing. This is the thing with the mob. This is why I asked some of these instructors, when they come on here, what do you do in the event of a mob? Because the police department could not handle this mob. The only reason that this didn't get worse than it was is because I don't know why they didn't go any worse than they did. But, you know, we were just talking the other day about this, and we're going to talk about it a little later here in this hour, too, about this thing in California with the L.A. D.A., where they got in her yard and got up on her porch and everything, and her husband stuck his head out the door with a gun. And here we see here on opposite coasts where they think it's a good idea to go to the governor's house and go to the mayor's house and go to the police chief's house. And I hate to tell you this, but if you look outside and you see a mob of people yelling at your house, one, that's probably against some sort of noise ordinance. Two, you're entitled to your privacy. Three, that's a mob. That's a mob. This doesn't, you know, this is going to, what this kind of dynamic is going to do is it's going to make people not want to serve publicly. It's going to make people not get police. Ask people in Baltimore how this is working out. Maybe Raleigh would like to have it in Baltimore like they have it in Baltimore now. In Baltimore, the police have pulled back, and entire sections of Baltimore, the metro area, are going back to nature. They're abandoned. They have trees growing through giant buildings. They have rats the size of a dachshund running around. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want the Ferguson effect. Maybe they want the Ferguson effect. They want the police to just not show up. And then what? Then what? Crime will explode. That's one thing. Raleigh and Wake Forest in that area, they call that they call it some sort of a tech triangle or something up there in that area. The Winston-Salem, Raleigh, Durham. Yeah. And sort of a blue area. In North Carolina. There's a lot of blue areas in North Carolina. And that one is probably the bluest. And it's a college town and it's a few other things, but, you know, not surprising to me. But what's surprising to me is just the mere fact that people sit out there and think we can protest the police. And then when we tell the police to take guns from people, they're just going to go out and do that just because we were told to do it. And that's the whole reason to look at something like this. Because when a lot of people tell me that, well, the police will do it, or the military will do it, look at what how they treat these guys. They're not going to do it. There'd be a few that did, but not enough to count, not enough to matter. They'd be going out alone. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. Even with, you know what? Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Even with old Bernie Sanders announcing that he's staying in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, the odds are now that it's going to be Joe get a shotgun Biden, squaring off against Donald Trump in the November election. And Biden supporters are going to be spinning like crazy to try to present Biden as the moderate choice between the extremes of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. In fact, Team Biden has to be pretty pleased with Bernie remaining in the race as a foil to Biden, because this will allow his surrogates and him to paint him as the middle-of-the-road return to the normalcy candidate. Because if he stands out there alone, well, he's going to look like what he is, which is a very much a socialist, leftist Democrat in the middle of dementia, which is about the scariest thing I can think of. Biden's policies are anything but moderate, including his stance on the Second Amendment. Not only has Biden embraced Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke and vowed to put him in charge of gun control efforts, his own agenda outlines policies that would greatly diminish our right to keep and bear arms. The things that he has advocated for: ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, his words. Joe Biden will enact legislation to once again ban semi-automatic rifles. This time, the bans will be designed based on lessons learned from the 1994 bans. For example, the ban on the weapons then will be designed to prevent manufacturers from circumventing the law by making minor changes that don't limit the weapon's lethality. While working to pass this legislation, he will also use his executive authority to ban the importation of semi-automatic weapons as well, or as he calls, assault weapons. He wants to regulate possession of existing semi-automatic weapons under the NFA. Currently, the NFA requires individuals possessing machine guns, suppressors, and short-barrel rifles to undergo a background check and register those weapons with the ATF. And due to those requirements, such weapons are rarely used in crimes. As president, Biden will pursue legislation to regulate possession of his existing semi-automatic weapons under the NFA. Which makes the next point, I don't even understand why that one, this, I don't, these two, I don't see how these two exist. Because he wants to buy back the semi-automatic weapons and the standard capacity magazines already in the communities. I thought he wanted to regulate them and register them. He will also institute a program to buy back weapons of war currently in our streets. These things have so many titles, I just don't know how we keep up with this. This will give individuals who now possess assault weapons or high-capacity magazines two options. Sell the weapons to the government or register them under the National Firearms Act. Then he wants to reduce stockpiling of weapons. In order to reduce the stockpiling of weapons, Biden supports legislation restricting the number of firearms an individual may purchase per month to one. I don't know what he would do about these guys that already have 600 or 700. Let's go through some of this stupidity. Let's play the stupid Biden game with Mr. Biden, shall we? He claims that because machine guns, suppressors, and short-barreled rifles aren't used in a lot of crimes, the reason must be because they're regulated under the NFA. What he leaves out is that the so-called assault weapons aren't used in a lot of crimes either. In fact, according to the FBI, in 2018, there were 297 homicides in the United States in which a rifle of any type was used. There were 672 homicides where somebody was beaten to death with hands or feet or both. He also wants to dramatically expand the use of the NFA to include some of the most commonly owned guns in the country. Because there's tens of millions of weapons out there today that would fall under his definition of an assault weapon. And that's what it is. Assault weapon is a title. It's an umbrella that we can just throw everything under the umbrella we want to, and that way we can, you know, we can go after more guns than actually the scary things that look like the military things. There are hundreds of millions of magazines that can accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition in the hands of American gun owners also. That's also something he wants to get rid of. His gun control plans get even worse. According to his own website, he also supports universal background checks, banning the online sale of firearms, parts, and ammunition, providing grants to states to establish red flag and gun licensing laws, 100% transition to so-called smart guns, criminalizing allowing a minor access to a firearm, even for self-defense or hunting. So that means if your 15-year-old accesses a gun and saves his life and the life of his siblings, well, he'd be in trouble. So he wants your kids to die in a crime. That's what that translates into. He wants a federal lost or stolen law, a federal gun storage law, or gun storage law, I think, a federal prohibition on armed school staff. This is old stuff. This is nothing new. The sad thing here is it took a random voter like Jerry Wayne to ask Biden some actual questions about his gun control policy, and you know, that didn't work out too well for old Biden there. There are a lot of questions that should be asked of Biden about a lot of his other policies, but unfortunately, I don't think there's enough reporters or anchors who know enough about the issue to do a deep dive with the candidate or any of his proposals. And frankly, there also aren't many in the media who are interested in giving Biden tough questions in the first place, much less about gun control. They're on board. They're rooting for him. They're trying to build this myth of moderation. Before we run out of time, let's talk about this LADA and her husband that stuck his head out with a gun. There's a few things we have to ask here. Now, while I'm sitting there, and I think it's a bit ironic that the Black Lives Matter protesters were met by a black husband with a gun who was just defending his home, it's also educational to note that in you know what he did was illegal. What he did was illegal, and they actually videoed that part of it. Now, we don't have video of the other parts. I don't know if they were beating on his door or anything else, but right now, just based upon the optic of what we see, if we're going to be out there and we're going to say, well, we got to push the laws equally with everybody, well, that question needs to be asked about Mr. Lacey. The protesters there, they were there too early. And that's true. There's no doubt about that. So it was inappropriate. But consider the counter allegations that Lacey had ducked meetings before. Now, of course, we know what the thing with that is. But that has to be brought out. I know why she's ducked them, because they want them to be in public. She's offered to meet with them in private. They don't want to be in private. They want to be there with a lot of cameras. Lacey told the DA, said that she and her husband were the only people in the homes when these people showed up, and they were justifiably afraid when a large group arrived before the sun was up. They were awoken from a sleep. And she got on the phone and called the police. But here's the thing about this, and, you know, this is the infuriating thing. The unfortunate thing that we have to do in these cases, I think, without looking at the law, is that we have to wait till they breach the door. We have to wait till they actually indicate that they're coming in, no matter what. And then, maybe. Then maybe we start thinking about a response, a lethal response. But, at a minimum, this was a violation of California Penal Code. So I'm waiting to see if they decide to go after this guy. Just because I think it's an educational moment when it comes to certain things to watch these as they unfold, even though it was deliciously ironic. Black Lives Matter shows up at a black district attorney's house, and a black Democrat has to defend the house with a gun. I think that's just delicious. And I'm glad nobody got hurt. Headed to the third hour, and coming up next, we're going to, of course, talk with Dean Weingarten. His articles have been read by more people in the United States than anybody else that writes about the gun issue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.